Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, New Year's Eve, I think, is a good time for thinking about the past, the present, and the future. As we turn to the past, I think it's a real good time to reflect on, to accept, and to try to benefit from all that the Lord has allowed to come into our lives in 2013. As we think about the present, I think it's a time to honestly assess our lives, first of all, spiritually, that's most important, and then even physically and relationally. In other words, we could ask, am I growing in Christ? If we can answer yes, great. If we can't, then what is God calling us to do right now in the present so we can answer yes to that question? Am I treating my body as a temple of the Holy Spirit? And then we should also ask, am I doing everything I possibly can to be in a good relationship with everybody that I know? With people within my family, people where I work, people in my neighborhood, people within my congregation, wherever it might be, God wants us to be in a right relationship with others. Now, what about the future? We could ask ourselves, is my confidence in the Lord for this life and for the life to come? Also, too, we might ask for the future. Am I determined? Has God set my heart in such a way that I am determined to seek and follow His will for my life in 2014? Also, too, we might ask, am I planning to live in continual repentance? Am I planning to not fall into sin, but every time I do, do I desire to be sorry for every single sin? And am I always going to be looking to Jesus Christ, to who He is and what He has done to take away those sins? Tonight we focus on the hymn, All Praise to Thee, My God, This Night. And I think in the hymn we find aspects of past, present, and future. Wherever we are doing well, let us praise the Lord. He has done it. And wherever we are struggling, He wants us to heartily, sincerely repent. The writer of the hymn is a man named Thomas Ken. He lived a long time ago. He lived from 1637 to 1711. And he also wrote three other hymns that we have in our Lutheran service book. So he wrote Praise God, From Whom All Blessings Flow. He wrote Awake My Soul and With the Sun, and he also wrote Almighty Father, Bless the Word. Let's go right on to the first stanza. It says, All praise to Thee, my God, this night, for all the blessings of the light. Keep me, O keep me, King of kings, beneath Thine own almighty wings. So we have to think back for a moment to when Thomas Ken wrote those words. Did they have electric lights like we do now? By no means. As he writes the hymn, it seems that darkness has just come upon the land where he's living. So darkness has just come, but is he complaining about God that he has taken away the light? No, he's looking back to the reality of the light, and he is thanking God, he is praising God for the light that he had given. Can we do that in 2013? Can we look back to the blessings God has given? And even though the blessings are past, can we still give Him thanks and praise now? Certainly we can, and in fact we should. Also, too, in that verse, you might notice that the writer was looking ahead into the night, and he was seeking the Lord's protection through the night, even as King David did in this prayer. In Psalm 57:1, David prayed, Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me, for in you my soul takes refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings. Going on to the second stanza, first part, it says, Forgive me, Lord, for thy dear son, the ill that I this day have done. So Thomas Ken, he knew of his sins, so what did he ask? he asked the Lord to forgive him of his sins, not because he himself was worthy, but he asked for the forgiveness for the sake of God's own dear Son who paid his complete penalty. As we end each and every day, it's good to think about this reality of forgiveness and to seek it from God. Goes on to say in stanza 2, that with the world, myself, and thee, I sleep, at peace may be. What's that mean? I sleep. So he's asking the Lord that before I fall asleep, grant me that blessed peace of knowing that my sins are forgiven. Can you imagine a time when you were laying in bed and you were thinking, dear God, I shouldn't have done that horrible thing, and now I don't feel forgiven, and now I can't go to sleep, and it's just a miserable night. God doesn't want that for any of us. He wants us to know that in Christ, in who he is and what he has done, that our sins are forgiven. It seems that Ken was even praying in this verse, he was praying for forgiveness from others. So when we sin, we ultimately sin against the Almighty God, but we also sin against other individual people. So he was saying, dear Lord, I pray that others will forgive me for what I have done. And then he also seems to go on to say, help me to even forgive myself for what I have done. Do we struggle like that sometimes? Let us even forgive ourselves, and especially we pray that the Almighty God would forgive us of all of our sins. So why would he ask for all of that? Simply so he could sleep in peace. A wonderful thing to practice. Many of you probably know 1 John 1:9 by memory already, but it's a good one to memorize, maybe a good verse for 2014. And then anytime you're struggling with sin, it's always a good one to go to. It says, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So anytime we're struggling with a sin, what is God saying to us? Come to me, confess that sin. In other words, acknowledge it. Know that it is wrong. Be sorry for that sin. Look to my Son and know that no matter how small that sin is, no matter how great that sin is, God wants us to know that by his work, he has cleansed us from all unrighteousness. We are clean, we are pure, we are holy, we are forgiven in his sight. Knowing that reality, he wants us to sleep in peace. And then in stanza 3, teach me to live that I may dread the grave as little as my bed. Teach me to die that so I may rise glorious at the awful day. Now that's not talking about an awful day, but it's talking about an awe-filled day, a wonderful day, a glorious day, a day filled with awe. So some year, some day, death is going to come to every one of us, unless, of course, our Savior first returns. Therefore, I believe that life is best when we are ready every moment for our eternal rest. Some think they are ready because of their own goodness. Other people think they are ready because of their lack of badness. But God wants us to know we are ready only in our Savior Jesus Christ. Referring to Jesus, whom the people had crucified, but God had raised from the dead, Peter declared, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. And then in stanza 4, oh, may my soul in thee repose, in other words, in thee rest, and may sweet sleep mine eyelids close. Sleep that shall me more vigorous make to serve my God when I awake. So what are your thoughts at bedtime each night? Thomas Ken, he wanted his soul to rest in God. So what did he mean by that? He wanted to be able to lay down in bed with no cares, with no worries, to be able to get a good, restful night's sleep. If you take a look at what he wrote there, he was saying, Lord, I'm not asking for a good night's sleep for me, but I'm asking that you would give me a good night's sleep in order to strengthen my body so that when I get up in the morning, I might use that strength to be able to honor you, my God and my Savior. That's the proper attitude to have. This is one of my favorite bedtime prayers. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray to your Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray to your Lord my soul to take. But if I wake before I die, I pray, dear Lord, please show me why. So isn't that perfect? That if we die during the night, God's taking us to heaven. But if he lets us wake up in the morning, that means he has another plan for our life for that day. And we're saying, Lord, show me what that plan is. So when I get out of bed, I might live that plan out unto your glory and under the benefit of other people. What a wonderful way to go through life. And then in the fifth stanza, when in the night I sleepless lie, my soul with heavenly thoughts supply. Let no ill dreams disturb my rest, no powers of darkness me molest. So good sleep, certainly a very nice blessing, but this stanza covers several other possibilities. Basically, it's saying, if I cannot sleep, Lord, give me then heavenly thoughts. If I dream, give me good dreams. As I rest, protect me from the powers of darkness. Even David slept in peace. David slept in peace not because he was a great, great warrior, but he slept in peace because his confidence was always in the Almighty God. David prayed in Psalm 4, I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. May the Lord be our single source of confidence in the new year. In stanza 6, we come to some very familiar words. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. As I mentioned earlier, a Lutheran service book includes 4 hymns written by Thomas Ken. One of those hymns is what we oftentimes call the doxology, that liturgical hymn that we sing during worship. So that is a doxology right there. But what's interesting, if you look at all 3 of the other hymns we have included by Thomas Ken, the final stanza in every one of those hymns is the doxology. That's what we have right here as well. So thinking about our past, our present, in our future, and the key is past, present, future in union with Christ as Savior, let us know that we are blessed, come whatever. So knowing we are blessed, what should we do? Let us praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And all God's people said, Amen.